Want to greet each one in Jesus' name this morning. Welcome each one to this part of the service. I'd like to invite your attention to Hebrews chapter 12. One thing that I continually marvel about the Word of God is the fact that it's written for all time, all people, all ages, all every culture. And one of my favorite verses in Hebrews is this, is chapter 4, verse 12, where it says that the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. In Hebrews chapter 12, I'd like to read a few verses here, and I'd like to get some practical ideas on what, how we can carry these out. In verse 11, it says, "Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby." And then it goes on to say, it says, "Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person, as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright." I'm going to stop there. All right, all of you that were in the downstairs Sunday school classes, let's say primary through intermediate, what are the body parts that are listed here in verses 12 and 13? First one, what is it? Anybody? Okay, boys, girls, what are the body parts that are listed in verses 12 and 13? It's not a trick question. Easy. Hands, one. Knees, another one. Feet, another one. All right. You know, back in the day, now, let's say today, we have in our congregation a number of people that have brand new knees. Knees wear out, you can change them. And talks about feeble knees. You know, if you're young, your knees are good. You can run and jump and hike and do all kinds of things. But when you have too many birthdays, your knees start wearing out. And it's one of the things that happens with old age. Your knees get bad. Is he talking about knee replacements? Is that what he's saying? So help somebody get a knee replacement that needs it. He says, lift up the hands that hang down and the feeble knees. If you break an arm, one of the things that the doctor will do is he'll put a sling on it and he'll make so that you don't have to exert your muscles to hold your arm up where it feels good. Is that what he's talking about, slings and artificial knees? You know, I don't think that's what he's speaking about. In fact, I don't think he's talking about hands and knees at all. But he's talking about something that's in another part of the body. What is he actually talking about? Now, there's a body part that's not mentioned in here, but it's something that's really real. Anybody? Okay. I'm gonna leave that one alone and call for another one. A heart. We call it the heart, but really it's not that either, is it? It's in the mind. But we the Bible doesn't make a distinction there, so we're gonna call it the heart. You know, really, that's what he's talking about. He's saying to be an encouragement to the heart, and that is going to make your, put life in your step. It's going to put a spring in your step, and it's going to put power to your hands, what you do. We were marveling this morning in our Sunday school class about the power that the Thessalonian, the church at Thessalonica had in such a short period of time. Paul was there for 3 weeks or more, but it says he was there for 3 Sabbath days, and the church became a powerful body of believers over a very short period of time because of the power of the gospel. And they were imitating Paul's life, the life of Christ. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. And that's what they were doing. And their lives were such an encouragement to each other that their testimony went out very, very quickly. Just like you throw a stone into a pond and the ripples go from that point out, just every direction, consistently until they meet some obstacle, and then it keeps on going. But that's how the gospel worked in these people's lives. It changed their lives, it made a difference, and they were going out. And I believe that's the way the gospel still works today in lives. When there is, in the life of the Christian, he is, the real Christian is one that's going to be an encourager, one that strengthens the feeble knees and lifts up the hands that hang down. You know, he's not really talking about hands and knees. He's talking about words and encouragement and acts of kindness and things that will help us to think of Christ and what he has done. And Paul was a tremendous example of this himself. In Acts 18, we read the story of Paul being at Corinth, and we read about how he was brought to court there, before Gallio, and how that Gallio chased the ones that were away from the court, and then the Greeks got a hold of Sothenes and beat him instead. Or beat him there at before the judgment seat there. And obviously Sothenes was one of the prosecutors. It seems like it was at this point. But in the letter to the Corinthians, then he points out that that this letter was written to Paul, and Sothenes wrote this. And so it's such a beautiful picture of Paul reaching out. I believe Paul did at that point reach out to Sothenes. He was an encouragement. And instead of being in opposition, he became a Christian, and so much, so powerful, so in such a short time that he was a part of that word as well. So this morning, you know, we have, English is a beautiful language. There's lots of words, and there are words that we can use to encourage. There are words that we can use to discourage, and I would encourage us to use those words, use that opportunity to lift up the hands with good words and encourage the feeble knees, put a spring in somebody's step with good words of encouragement and direction. Let's come before the Lord in prayer.